Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
We're going to be talking about building a covenant foundation for 2025. Building what? A covenant foundation for 2025. What covenant foundation are you going to establish the success of this year on? What will be your act of faith in partnering with the Holy Spirit for the delivery of the many great things He has planned on His table for your life? It's a fundamental question that all of us should answer. Praise the Lord. And one of the things that we believe in this church, we have learned in this church, is that covenant turns mere men into great men. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, covenant, it turns mere men into great men. And you need a covenant to move in this year. Praise the Lord. Are you blessed? Yeah. We're going to discuss one of the important covenant decisions a child of God can make to establish a good foundation for 2025. In Deuteronomy chapter 26, Deuteronomy 26, verse number 1 to verse 11, we are going to be reading. It said, "And it shall come to pass, and it shall be, when thou art come in unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance, and possesseth it, and dwellest therein, that thou shalt take of the first of all the first fruit of the earth, which thou shalt bring of thy land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee, and shall put it in a basket, and shall go unto the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name there." Verse 3. "And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be in those days," like Francis Aubin, yeah, "and say unto him, I profess this day unto the Lord thy God, that I am come unto the country which the Lord swore unto our fathers for to give us." Now, this is the foundation of the first fruit. The first time it was done by Abel. No one instructed him. But here, when the Lord is instructing them in the promised land, He said, "This is how you're going to do." He said, "And thou shalt go unto the priest that shall be there." Give me the verse 4. He says that, "And the priest shall take the basket out of thine hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian," Abraham is a Syrian, "a Syrian ready to perish." What is the state of the Syrian? "A Syrian ready to perish was my father." So this is a descendant of Abraham. "And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few and became there a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid upon us hard bondage. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice and looked on our affliction and our labor and our oppression. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place. Where has he brought us? Into this place, 2025. He did one before. But now, he has brought us into this place and has given us this land. Even a land that floweth with what? Milk and honey. And now, behold, this is somebody giving the first fruit. And who service na yes one yen no. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land, which thou, O Lord, has given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God, and worship before the Lord thy God. Verse 11. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God has given unto thee, and unto thine house, thou and the Levite, and the stranger that is amongst you. Wow. What a scripture. Praise the Lord. What a word. When the people of God were leaving Egypt, yeah, they had been suffering in Egypt, and God decided that he was going to take the suffering away from them. He used his mighty outstretched arm with signs, wonders. He said, great terribleness. He delivered them out of the bondage of the Egyptians. And he took them to the promised land. When he took them to the promised land, he said that for you to succeed here in the promised land, I want you to know that there is history to why you are here. The history is that a Syrian, a stranger who was not part of the equation for blessing, was sitting here somewhere, and God picked him. That's Abraham right there. And sent his descendants to Egypt. They were few. You see, the Bible did not mince words. They were few. He said, yes, a Syrian, thou shalt speak and say, when you are ready to do the first fruit, the way that the first fruit will not be difficult for you, that you take your 1 month salary or the first month of the year and you say, God, I have brought it to you. The way it will not pain you, the way it will not make you feel like you are cheating yourself or somebody is manipulating you, is when you are looking at it from this angle. Says that thou shalt speak and say before the Lord thy God, a Syrian ready to perish was my father. As he says that anytime you want to honor the Lord with the first fruit, remember where you are coming from and recite it to yourself, because sometimes you can forget based on the comfort and the prosperity of the now where you are coming from. You are selectively retaining the beauty of your past and history against who life, what life was really dishing to you. It says, so when it's time to honor the Lord with the first fruit, you will say that a Syrian, for some of us here, a fetish priest, some of us here, a drunkard, was my father. An unbeliever was my father. That's, you have no business dressing like this, sitting here listening to the word of this great king. No business at all. Family now free mono nanka ya bomb dear forever. You have no business in Tino. When you now have this opportunity where you are in this land of Canaan, this 2025, when you have an opportunity to be working in the bank, working as a lawyer, working as whatever you are, remind yourself and keep reminding yourself that anchor, yeah, kaya, that a Syrian ready to perish was my father. There are some fathers who who can be valuable to you because they even have life and they have resources and inheritance. This one was ready to perish. Seven idols. Abraham married, living in the house of his father. All of them going nowhere. He says that God chose that Syrian, ready to perish. And he went down into Egypt and sojourned there with a few. And became there a nation great, mighty, and populous. He went down into Egypt. He went there. He made a journey with a few. With what? A few. For some of us, the real few is the fact that all you had is you. That's all you have. And that's all you had. Few. Togo bounce o visa. Oba ayena Niger. Niger for ya. Sebi omona nam kwain we ya. Almost less scale kra. Uko mukro mu okra no. Even under the ECOWAS protocol kra. Almost ayena bounce o. Unbounce o. Free movement of goods. And people. And no kra no. Omo am free move o. Enya. After Nanjo. Ya bounce o. Few, they sojourned with few. The Syrian, the stranger, sojourned with few. That few, first of all, your background, when you are doing the first fruit, you should just, should I be having this money, me, from where I am coming, should I be having this salary to even bring to God in the first place? That's the question you should be asking. When I was coming to Accra, I came with a backpack. Backpack. Some of you, whoever came to Accra, that made you to be in Accra, came with Ghana Masku. If you're a small, me say, you should not even be receiving that kind of salary or profit from your personal business for you to even tell yourself as someone who even has profit in the first place. Because if they were looking for people who should have profit, you should not be allowed in the market in the first place to even get anything called profit. But he sojourned there with a few and became there a nation. Today, you have become something. Where he was going, he was nothing. He became there. In a strange land, in this new year, God is going to make you become something in Jesus' name. He became there a great nation. A nation, one, great. This is the characteristics, the features of the nation that the Syrian became. He became there, one, a nation. You see, some people can be born as nations and never become a nation. Like when the Bible said, two nations are in your womb. He was referring to Jacob and Esau. Jacob really became the nation Israel. Esau, what Esau became, it's also a nation, but we refer to it as a city, Edom. Have you seen Edom in the Bible? Can never be compared in status to Israel. So you can be a nation and never become a nation. Have you heard that there is any nation called Edom before? Yet there are Edomites, Esau's descendants, but they are never a nation compared to the twin brother. A nation. Great. Say great. Grace. Mighty. Say mighty. Say populous. Yes. Started from few. Now it's populous. Not that, but it's not like yaya nkwain bebre. Enamu nkwain namu great and mighty. Nyasa with the garden eggs. Now the yaya nkwain that dangla. Say, oh, we ain't gonna have a num. Garden eggs are a num. A num. In Proboyanam. Now, do you go that down, gra? Put real protein inside fish, goat, goat, sheep. Put some. Put, he said, this nation is not an empty one. Great, mighty, and populous. Too powerful. This year, no, God will make sure that the soup of your life will have quality protein in Jesus' name. And look at that. Maybe preach where we are, maybe. And the Egyptians evil entreated us and afflicted us and laid, you see, he started as a Syrian. Now he is us. The Bible said, the more they afflicted them, they laid heavy bondage on them. The Bible said, the more they increased. Because there was a God who was backing them. If you are in this life and you are not consciously aware that there are covenant decisions and steps that I have taken that is making God to back me, you are in trouble. Conscious decisions. I'm not talking about Yesu bewu jeminkwa and no woho perfect. Me say, I'm talking about conscious decisions. As a believer, taking the actions of faith, establishing yourself, connecting consciously with the Lord. What he has done for you, he has done. What are you going to do in response to the love that he has shown you? That's the question. And the next level you want to go, how are you trying to provoke that level? Says that they put them in oppression. Verse 8. And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty... Remember, you see, this person was called. He made a journey. He went into a place. He prospered. Then he entered into bondage. Then God came to his rescue and brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Somebody say, God all the way. And with an outstretched arm, and with great terribleness, and with signs, and with wonders. So who is delivering this guy? These people, who is delivering them? God, in Egypt. Pharaoh is so mumutindindindiyankwasum. Then God just goes there with all his power. Look at the things God is enlisting there. Used it to deliver. I'm telling you, some of us, but for God, in fact, all of us, I don't know, me first, as for you, I don't know. You, even without God, you would have sailed through 2024. 2019, 2020, COVID, 21, 22, 23. You would have sailed through without God. You don't need God to sail through. But those of us who are serious, we are, if you see me, see what God has done. Men's go do sika jani yana wu ye wu. Nyame na eje yo. Oso ma yenka. Oso ma yenka. Yo. I shouldn't remind us, eh? Woda ana wanda. Misi ufa sleeping pill kra. Intumi ma wanda. Ufa na ujina ho. Nyame na ebabe switch wo light no off. Sima. Me dumu woda. Yes, I'm going to me and Dada. And then young coupon, a jewel free sati, tea way more. Yanyamina will be son is empty. Baby, I may do you. I'm a mumbain, I mean to come in him. And no mumbain. I think I'll be into a toa. Why drink training in any man's go do? Because he, I don't know. Yo. And the Lord brought us out forth, out of Egypt, with signs and wonders. Wow. That is, looking for money can make you end in debt. Looking for peace can make you end in trouble. Looking for love is the reason why you will catch broken heart. But for God, the people who went to men's go, they were, this is very logical, reasonable investment they were making. The thing is working. By the time they realize, a backfire. As you are looking for, you see, when you have good motive, you have a good heart. It's not good enough. It's not good enough. And it's not like God is not with you. But me say, a bi mo mi mo bi e ba ba shina na e si si no so sa no kwa twin free ho. Ene e je ne tom na fire service ni ho. Nte ne di ani ya nyame hu no mbo. Me jana nshe no. Just by the help of God. Yes, I won't swallow this shit, you know. Yamiambo, but Yami so. Yamiade. So verse 9 says that And in the bondage, he has brought us into this place. So he was telling them history, and now he has come to where they are in the promise. And he says that he has brought us. Are we not in 2025? He has brought you. Are you not a manager in your workplace? He has brought you. He started as a teller. He has brought you. You finished school. You were not having a job. Now he has brought you into a job. You were lonely. You were always crying. He has brought you into marriage. He has brought you. Now he has brought you. You can see your own money. Visa, oh, wa mama visa, me kumeho. He has given you. Has he not brought you? He's brought you now. And he has brought us into this place and has given us this land. I'm showing you why God legitimately demands that we bring him the first fruit. Because the only thing this person and these people have is the Assyrian background, which is going nowhere. But he has brought us, yeah, into this place. And he didn't just bring them. He gave them the land. Who gave them the land? One, he brought them. Two, he gave them the land. We are learning. Are we learning? He has given them this land. This job is God who gave you. And he says, even a land that floweth with milk and honey. As he didn't only give you a land, he gave you a fruitful land. A fruitful marriage, a fruitful job. Are you here at all? A fruitful life. Thing is flowing with milk and honey. Then God, in verse 10, says that, and now, behold. Now, behold. When the Bible says, behold, it means that pay a careful attention to what God or what the word of God is about to say. And now, behold, I have brought this. This one is the one offering the first fruit. Talking now. He said, Iradie, show asasina ode maameno. The first fruit of the land I have brought to you. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land, which thou, O Lord, has given me. God is never one asking an unbeliever to bring him a first fruit. If his hand is not in your life, he's not asking you to bring him first fruit. But if he's the one who saved you as a Syrian stranger, and delivered you from Egypt and put you in the promised land. If he is the one who delivered you from darkness into light, brought you from your unbelieving life to now knowing Jesus Christ, he's saying that the first fruit of this land you have given me, I'm setting it before you. So first fruit is not for unbelievers, oh. It's for people that God can legitimately lay claim over their lives that these are my people. Are you here now? Are you sure you are here? And now behold, I have brought the first fruit of the land, which thou, O Lord, has given me. And thou shalt set it before the Lord thy God and worship before the Lord thy God. It's part of our worship. He said, you will set it before the Lord. Question I want to ask you is that this year, no? Have you made up your mind that this whole promised land that has been given to you, which has potential for milk, honey, great fruits, great blessings, have you made up your mind that you will set the first fruit of this year, this job, this office, this promotion God has given you? Have you made up? Now, how are you going to survive in this new office in this year? Unti asam no mukasa afibia ne munsem unti ewo. Enza unti men kanjira ewo. Afibia ne emunsem. Except you have power to navigate on your own. And dear, don't set the first fruit aside. But if you really want to do well in this land, which has a lot of idols, this is seven different nations who are serving different, and if you know the multiplicity of idols these nations used to serve, you have not come into their territory. God has given you the job they give you, the promotion you are given. The person who was there was an occult grandmaster. See, I have vetting untiebi, untiebi, vetting untie, untiwo. Now, in confess in your consumer, and then you can be young people who are pure. Amo, just say, we are proud to be in darkness. When you go up in tempting, what do you say? Sorry, Anapano. I claim. Now, who claim in any pan and in sediments were dark? That's a whole jar. The NF lion in Sema Odin Sabene. This year, no, if you want to see the milk and honey in this very complicated life of Canaan land, one of the things God is telling you to do as an issue of immediate action is to set aside your first fruit. Set it aside for God. Praise the Lord. Set it aside. One share. Ubenum sio maya no milk. And you know, in the wilderness there were bitter waters called Mara. One sha. Ebi num no, ne ebi num ani. One sha because any do boni. But the difference will be that. One set aside the first fruit. Me January salary in January ne be a finanunti. And your first week in your minyana medi, but me both generally in your tougher puma. Now my fanam di amanya go ponse. For first one, now take care of the rest for me. Take care of the rest. One day, story when Papa be now in a big promotion in this country. And 3 months into the promotion, he had stroke. So when I was called, I went, I was praying for the man, and the Lord told me, say, there is no backing for this man. He is just intelligent. No, umbe kuno. Umbe kuno. Nipa no ton stroke na man, and one ton stroke na man is so man ayari, or ton man is so kuno. And I asked the Lord, what can this man do? God told me, say that, the church he attends is a good church. There is nothing they preach there when it comes to commitment to the work of God that this man will ever commit to. But he's a big man in the church. He's even in the board like that. I say, we are board member, we are tithe. We are board member. Do you understand? But he's an advertisement in the church. But there is real no substance when it comes to the covenant practices. It's a yeast infested bread. Also keke, but creamy bread in mood when such a man I have fush. Utan market, we share the size in our car, which is you will cry. We do fear now, we yet tea and our cocoa now, so we use and say, you do a bro, you do a bro, you do a bro. We do not say, but no substance. Hello? Are you here at all? So when were we here? I was not the pastor of his church. I was only called to step in for an emergency attention. So when were we here? Doctors had treated him, sir. Their verdict was that stroke in the sun, yeah, pimanano, or beko. I'm a young widow. mamu first fruit no menkan yo menkan na yami hu mobo as asking the Lord. You see, God never needs our money. He doesn't need our substance. But he will always use our substance to test our obedience and reverence towards him. Are you here at all? Yeah. It's a test. You need to pass. The long and short. She said, because I need not go to say, "Ma, sorry, na, na nuku no no." Oh man, you no blank check. I saw no one on here instrument. Obey to me, I tom and abro. Or to one on mu booking, clicking, 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 clicking. Na snare a pie. Na symbol a pie. Bit to ya ho. Oh. Within 1 week, he gave God more than first fruit. More than. He sowed cumulatively to the kingdom of God. We are suffering a wu ti any American, ma ubunfu. But me misa wu anka nipano be wu. But nyami hume mobon ti nipano wen wu. Ti ni American ni tie. Neja e calculation no. Uhiya na chwa dren tutu. Because ube tu miyato ade intine, they have to do all that for God to heal them. Minim, midye minim, me kwa nyame member, nyama sorry. Ne babi no ni mintia or frere me am ko pay ho me nim no me hu no da. I'm just doing what the Lord is asking me to do, and that is the reason why when his heart returned to God practically, that is when God said, if you will be valuable to me, then I will spare your life. Now what you promotion awako tena Bank of Ghana say we a governor e be kun, cause Where is your founding? What is your... You see, wherever there's covenant, spirit is happy to work for the person in covenant. And God will protect his own. Devil will protect his own. So if you know you can fight a battle, don't enter into covenant. But if you know you are like me, who cannot fight a battle, then enter into a covenant with the Lord who is greater than you and any devil who can come against you, so that the battle will truly be the Lord's and not yours. It will be God and devil making the discussion, not you. Why will you withhold something that belongs to the spirit? The first, you see, when you get in this church, we broke down the first fruit. It's not even just about your first month's salary. When this lady got promotion, she had already done first fruit. Then they gave her promotion into a new office. That first salary of that new office. You had to work a new weight. You don't know how the blow in that new weight feels. What shall I say, Didi? What shall I say, Didi? When Elijah saw new level, sound of the abundance of rain, he told the canal Ahab, Tumrikana kodidi. Those of us who have heard that there is a new level coming, are you here? Coming, abundance, rain is coming. We cannot go and eat. As we have to go to the top of the mountain and be praying and engaging in spiritual things. Oh, enter into that new job, new office. You know how many people apply for the job? First service, one sister gave a testimony. He said, the boss's boss called her. And in that, they are organized. It's a big organization. When the boss's boss calls you, it means that something came up and the options were few. So in this case, there was a position there. And when she went to see the boss's boss said, two of you were for this, but my intuition said to me that we should give the job to you. It's not intuition. It's the Holy Ghost that said, if you love your life, if you love, it's the Holy Ghost. And you know, the person she was competing with unknowingly has 10 years experience in the industry. She has only 6 months experience from another industry. That is like, are you here? Do you understand? That is a teacher who has come into a bank for 6 months and they have given her a banking role at a higher level against somebody who has been working in the bank for 10 years. Now, first root by announcing, God punish the devil. God punish the devil. Where do they use 6 months experience to give anybody promotion? Look, this is a great year. I don't know at which point this year will become difficult. It may be possible, but you see, they don't know they are God. They shall walk strong and they shall do exploit. Praise the Lord. He said, "Do be there with covenant na here a kasama. Yam paye gidi 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 gidi. When the covenant are there, we bump. Why is it Chinese? Who to be an Atari and Asiati? Because we move what they are by force. Yeah, by force. Tell somebody you're by force. Or sure, dear, they say, be move, we be move. Oh dear, we be move, we be there, we be move." Elijah koya no kotena wono di niti shene nante. Ose mi movie osuradi. Onso uteni giti giti sa midnight prayer, midnight prayer, midnight prayer. Ona wobompa no bijana unchana wanjwa bon blue. 5 days dry. Akunya ulcer. Bibia uye biye kung. Cause the altar is what. Look at the last verse. That verse 11, it says, when you do it, you will rejoice in every word, good thing which the Lord has given you. God has already given you, but some of us are not giving ourselves the opportunity to rejoice in what God has already given us because we have refused to move by faith. But I pray that God will help us. Give the Lord a big clap offering. What a joy. Are you excited about this? You say you will rejoice and you will enjoy every good thing that the Lord has given you. May you rejoice and enjoy every good thing of 2025. That amen is not born again. Shout a better amen. Clap your hands and make some noise. This year you have the key. You have the key. Praise the Lord. There's a man who normally mentions my name in one of the big radio stations. Some of you may have heard it before. You need a covenant with God, though. You have to be very valuable. The reason why God raised Jesus, the Father raised Jesus from the dead, was because he himself was a sacrifice. And he was valuable. What a joy. This one, you do it for yourself. Praise the Lord. When you were young, you were a twin. They did some devilish covenant for you. Demons have been chasing you. Now you know Christ. Do something good for yourself. Lift your hands. Let's bless God. Father, we thank you. Oh, thank him for the word you have heard. Ask him, Father, give me grace this year. Give me grace. I step into this first fruit. My covenant, I am establishing with you. I am determined to establish a covenant with you. I am not going down, I'm going up only. Oh, come on, pray for that grace. Thank you, Father. And pray that this year I will not lose spiritual weight. As I engage my faith in covenant with you, may you make me heavier than I am. Let me have the ability to rejoice of every good thing that you have given me. I receive the ability to rejoice, ability to take pregnancy, ability to take marriage, ability to take promotion, ability to take money, ability to take every good thing that you have given me. In the mighty name of Jesus, ability to sit on that seat and never be terminated. Thank you, Father. It shall be well with you.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jifamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.